You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Oh my God, the Nuggets have got this town on fire right now.
Yeah. Even me.
Even Jeremy.
Even I'm excited about this. This is really cool.
The timing is perfect because your son is really getting into basketball just as the Nuggets are getting hot. So now you've really got a reason to be excited.
I know. So it was on, the whole game was on Saturday night at our house.
Well, they can close out the Lakers tonight on the West Coast. I hope they do. I'd love to see them sweep LeBron.
Did you see the crowd getting in Jack Nicholson's face on Saturday
I didn't
night?
See that.
You know, because Jack Nicholson's there, and the guy looks like a mess. He's a disaster right now. But, yeah, I felt kind of bad for him, because as he was getting up and leaving, all the Nuggets fans that stayed in the stands were like, bye, Jack. Bye, Jack. See you next year, Jack. I was like, the poor guy's in his 80s. Get out of his kitchen.
Quit telling him goodbye. You don't tell him.
Hi, Jack. Yeah, you don't.
Well, if the Nuggets can do it tonight, they will move on to the NBA Finals. And this is weird to say, but for the first time in team history, never been to the finals.
That's pretty cool.
Now, if they don't win tonight, heaven forbid, well, Game 5 will be back at Ball Arena on Wednesday night. Let's just get it done. Just get
it done.
Hey, you know, our Mammoth pulled out a clutch win on Saturday night in their playoff series in Calgary. So our defending champion, Colorado Mammoth, they are back in the finals, the NLL finals, and it's a rematch from last year's finals against Buffalo. It will all start this Saturday in Buffalo against the Bandits. Go Mammoth. And we need to say congratulations to Denver native Jack Davidson. He won the Colfax Marathon this weekend. 2 hours, 23 minutes, which boggles my mind. But this is even more mind-boggling. It was his first marathon. And he won.
Wow, show off.
Crazy. So, listen, I'm not over the moon about lawn work, as you know by now. The last time I mowed a lawn was 2004.
Okay.
Is that when I moved out of Castle Rock?
Yeah.
It's almost 20 years. Jeremy, however, loves doing his lawn.
One of my neighbors, I mowed it yesterday. I did crisscross on it, crisscross pattern. One of my neighbors came over and said, "This looks like carpet." And I got to tell you, I got goosebumps up and down my arms. I was like, dang, yeah, it does.
Well, how would you feel about getting an artificial intelligence AI lawnmower to mow your lawn?
Oh, yeah?
Sort of like the Roomba that you have to, you know, vacuum your house. Mm-hmm. This is an AI lawnmower. I love the name of it, the Lawnmeister. Well, what you can do, it doesn't go all willy-nilly like the Roomba. It actually would go in straight lines. You can program it to all of the boundaries of your yard so it doesn't end up out in the street or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can even program in, I don't want you to do this part because I want to handle this myself.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Are you good with this?
No. Well, in one circumstance. If I'm away, if I'm on vacation or something, then I don't have to ask a neighbor to mow my lawn, which is always like touch and go.
Okay, so that's good. Well, they have you don't want to leave Littleton. These are not cheap. They do start at about $1,000. That's a Kickstarter campaign. So if you want to go on and get one and you can see how it works and what it looks like, I don't know. I think it's kind of the Lawnmeister.
I feel like this is already out. They have one of these at Home Depot. They've got it like in a little cage area and it goes back and forth and does its thing. And
they do, but they're claiming that the Lawnmeister is way improved.
Oh.
That's what they say. Well, I don't know. You know, I pay somebody to do my lawn. I don't know. Am I going to replace them with the Lawnmeister?
I had two goosebumps moments now this weekend, now that I think about it. The first was when another dad told me that my carpet or my grass looked like carpet. Mm-hmm. And the second was when I was walking through Home Depot with my brand new grill. Yesterday, it was already assembled, you know, and they had them stacked up and ready to go. So you got to walk through like the entire place to get to the checkout, pushing a grill, and all the other dads are like looking at you as you go by, like
checking it
out. Yeah,
how much did that cost you?
It was like 400.
You can tell me. Was it 500?
No, it was like, it was 500. It was on sale. Memorial Day sales.
You don't want Nicole to know what you paid for?
No, she knows. She was like, "Go get what you want."
Good for you. So you can smoke and grill now.
Fantastic.
Do you, when you walk around that pristine carpet-like lawn, do you have to jump over dog doo and stuff like that?
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Somebody went out and analyzed complaints on social media. They mapped all of them, and they ranked the worst cities in America for people not cleaning up after their dog. And that title goes to Seattle.
Oh, man. Oh, crap.
Right. Then they also ranked them based on dogs barking at night. Cleveland, the worst offender. The worst for dogs off-leash in public. Newark, New Jersey. Anyway, if you put all these things together, they came up with the overall worst dog owners in America. And Denver was number 9.
Oh, come on, D-Town. Pick up your turds. So
Denver is in the top 10 for the worst dog owners. Who cares? What else is trending?
Do you want to hear a pet cockatiel showing off his beatboxing skills?
Play it for me now.
Pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. That video has gone viral this morning. Search it on YouTube. What else is going on? Oh, the long national nightmare is over. Instagram is back on, you guys. Went off for a few hours yesterday and a few hours this morning, it sounds like. So, whew, it's back up and running. Thank the Lord. So that's
speaking
back
of social media, did you see that Mark Zuckerberg's company got hit with a $1.3 billion fine for violating privacy rules in Europe?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mark Zuckerberg says the decision is, quote, flawed, and he's going to appeal, but it's all this personal data stuff. Apparently, they're piping all the personal data from Europe back to the U.S., and Europe has all sorts of laws about that, where in the U.S., we don't really have any personal data laws. We just throw our personal information to anyone who wants it. Europe says that's a $1.3 billion fine.
Really?
Could be the start of some changes with social media.
Zuckerberg, did he just open up his wallet and hand it over? Here you go.
He bent down. It had fallen off the counter in his house.
There it is. Here you go. I'll pay that. Yeah. Speaking of fat stacks of cash, Jay-Z and Beyoncé have snagged one of the greatest architectural masterpieces in the country, so says TMZ. It's
what's
a
that?
30,000 square foot home in the prime area of Malibu. What do they call it? It's right on the ocean. They call it Paradise Cove area, a.k.a. Billionaire's Row. They paid $200 million for this property, making it the most expensive home ever sold in California. And it is the second most expensive piece of real estate in the entire country. The first one is an apartment in New York City that went for $238 million. So they're slumming it at $200 million. Here's the thing is they lowballed them. It was listed for $295 million. And you got to see this thing. It's like right on this bluff, and it's all concrete. It looks like a prison a little bit.
Like a bunker or something?
Yeah, it does. It looks like a bunker. Story says it's the couple's second massive real estate purchase. They purchased one in L.A. Back in 2017 for $88 million and then had a bunch of renovations done to it, pushing that house over $100 million. Man, they got some money to spend. And
30,000 square feet is a pretty big footprint.
It's
my
a convention center, is what it is. And then my other thought was, like, you purchase a house for $88 million and then you got to put like $20 million into it. What was wrong with it?
Fixer upper?
You needed a new roof, some new toilets, you know.
You got Chip and Joanna out there? What's going on?
It's like, really? This is a fixer-upper, huh? So anyway, yeah, do a quick Google search of that. Actually, I think I even posted it on our Facebook if you want to see the pictures of the house.
I was looking to see if you've got it on.
I think I put it on there. I don't know. Keep looking. Harrison Ford is in trending this morning. They were at the Cannes Film Festival, and they premiered the new Indiana Jones movie. I believe it was like Friday or over the weekend or something like that. And he actually says, hey, I'm really happy with my age right now. I'm 80 years old. I love being older. He says,
what's the alternative?
It was great being young, but I could be dead and I'm working. So go figure.
Flying his plane, too?
Oh, I forgot
did
about
they take
that.
The, did crashed. They take the keys away from him yet?
He crashed that, didn't he? I was reading
more than
some
once.
Early reviews and the reviews on the new Indiana Jones. Meh.
Yeah.
Meh. So we'll see.
The reviews of that new Fast and Furious movie, it's got a 54% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You got to go into that one with just an open mind. And
one critic called it monstrously silly.
They scored about, I think they were just shy of $70 million for the opening weekend. And then worldwide, it was $319
million. Yeah, $300 million worldwide, which they say, hey, the globe is actually our market for this.
But again, it's another $320 million they made off of the 10th movie in the series. That's pretty darn good. That's really good.
So there's a lot about the consuming public, though, doesn't it?
Sure does. Story here says there's two types of people, Dom. I'm wondering which one you are. The ones that wear shoes inside your house and the ones that take your shoes off when you're inside your house. Which one are you?
Shoes off.
Same. I'm generally shoes off.
However, we do not ask other people to remove their shoes.
We don't either on the main floor. But the upper floor, we tell them to take your shoes off. Every kid in the neighborhood has to take their shoes off when they come in the house.
Well, kids are foul anyway.
Kids are foul. They step in everything. And you just read the story about dog turds everywhere. So I'm very concerned that somebody's going to track a dog turd in. There's this random story. I posted more about it on Facebook. Researchers in Japan say that sanitized disposable diapers can actually be mixed into concrete and the mortar. And they can be used to build homes, essentially. So instead of sending all these diapers to the landfill, you can stir them into concrete and put them in your foundation.
Well, I like that.
I like that, too. Put some to good use. You did that. Oh, here's our cheeseburger story. Last week, we were talking about the per scoop of ice cream that was $6,700, I want to say. Well, this week, it's a $700 cheeseburger in Philadelphia, coming from some beer garden place. It's called the Gold Standard Burger. It's made with that fancy Japanese beef, topped with Italian black truffles, caviar, and lobster meat, some sort of fancy cheese, and then completely covered in edible gold leaf. It looks disgusting. I'm sorry. I mean, for $700, it looks rank. Really bad. All right, let's do some clickbait, DT.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Some golfer had some sports history this weekend where he hit the little ball and it went way up into the air really far and then he sank it into the cup.
I am the fly. So
that's
it didn't bounce
on sports.
It didn't bounce and roll into the cup. I mean,
nope.
On the fly.
Nothing but
like
net.
A dunk. Right.
So a guy hit a ball, it went high and far, and went right into the hole.
Beautiful.
It's really, really good video. Check it out on our Facebook, Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning. I did look up that Jay-Z and Beyonce house.
Yeah, what'd you think? It's not my style.
It looks really cool. I'm trying to wrap my brain around $200 million for that.
It's got to be the view. Where it's
at. It's the ocean.
Right on a cliff. Right? And it's like on a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not for me.
I don't think I would go over $80 million for something like this.
Yeah. It looks strong. Like it could withstand a pretty decent hurricane.